We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So very quickly, let's talk about this story because there's some breaking news with it this afternoon. A video went viral of Minneapolis police arresting a suspect, George Floyd. A police officer was kneeling on his neck for at least 7 minutes, according to the video. He was an unarmed black male. Sound familiar? The incident went viral, and four police officers who have not been named yet, four Minneapolis police officers, have been fired. And the man had a medical incident during the arrest, and I believe he died later at the hospital. And I mistakenly said that he was shot. No, this is what happened. And he told officers he can't breathe, which reminds us of the Eric Gardner story in New York. And that didn't seem to make a difference. They didn't let up. And the guy's dead. You know, you can't kill somebody while you're arresting them. It doesn't mean that there aren't some things that can happen when you're arresting somebody that might lead to a death. But you can't kneel on somebody's neck to the point where they end up dead as a result of being arrested. I mean, that's not acceptable. And, you know, let's talk about Minneapolis for a moment. Minneapolis, St. Paul, this is an area of the country that is considered to be very liberal. And so it's not like this happened in an area of the South that might be known to have even more tension over race relations. It's happened in Minneapolis. So that'll be a story to follow. Also, we have talked today about the people out over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Beaches were crowded in Gulf Shores. On the news, this was on the national news, one person said, well, actually, a couple of people said, yeah, I'm not concerned. It's not a big deal. One woman said the wind is blowing. And, you know, I always feel like, you know, when I'm if I'm walking and the wind is blowing, I always feel like I'm less susceptible to getting it. But who knows? Maybe it's carrying farther and I might get it. Who knows? Somebody commented, we're all going to die someday anyway. But I mean, who wants to die before their time? I mean, you don't want to die sooner than you have to die. And one person said, if President Trump doesn't wear a mask, why should I? So I thought that was pretty interesting. People have their reasons for either wearing or not wearing a mask. And it clearly has become very, very political. So, you know, here's what we have to do. Just watch the calendar. So 10 days, 14 days from now, will there be a huge uptick in cases? If not, and all this gathering was taking place, everybody was gathering together. If there's not an uptick, then are people going to say, you see, social distancing and wearing a mask was bogus from the beginning? I hope the numbers don't go up, even if that means I'm wrong. If I'm wrong for wearing a mask, I'm okay. It's a decision that I've made, and I'm okay with wearing a mask. It's the least that I can do. So what did you see over the weekend? And are you concerned about an uptick in cases? Or do you think that this is all going to be okay? Now, there have been some cases like there was a high school graduation party. High school graduation party, and a couple of people from that party tested positive for COVID-19. So it's not just old people. It can be other people as well. And the mask controversy came up over the weekend with President Trump tweeting out comments about Joe Biden wearing this black mask. And I love the idea that it wasn't a mask, it was a muzzle. The vice president, former vice president, was delivering a wreath of flowers to the Delaware Memorial Bridge at the Veterans Memorial Park in Delaware. And the president retweeted an image of Fox News's Brit Hume and the caption, "This might help explain why Trump doesn't want to wear a mask in public." Because, look, Joe Biden looked really menacing. I mean, he looked like the bad guy. But I think we've kind of all come to realize that, you know, yeah, we might not look like the most honest people relative to the past. But, hey, you know, in the world we live in today, wearing a mask has become very acceptable. And it's going to be scary when some people take advantage of that and maybe wear a mask and they look like they're innocent and nothing's going on and they're out to hurt somebody. You know, so I mean, look, that's going to happen. And again, you decide what you want to do, but let's just respect each other. That if I wear a mask and I was out in the quarter taking my walk Saturday and Sunday, and I saw a lot of people gathering, no social distancing, no mask wearing in the French Quarter. And I was wearing a mask and I felt very out of place. I felt out of place. Nobody made me feel out of place. And nobody said anything to me. And nobody pointed and nobody jeered or anything like that. Nobody, you know, people who were not wearing masks did not say anything negative to me. Have you had that experience where people are respectful of you either not wearing or wearing a mask? Or have people not been respectful? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm sorry, Ian, who do we have? All right. Benny's from Central City. Benny, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Benny.
Benny, yeah. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I saw a movie 2 days ago I couldn't believe. It's called Contagion. Have you seen it?
Yes. It's scary.
With Jude Law 9 years ago?
Yeah,
I mean,
I have seen
it. I thought I was watching a local news. Anyway, what I'm calling about is it's a good day today. I paid my income tax. I made a low. I got a low interest loan. I was able to pay my property tax. And I got my check for unemployment. And what I'm calling about, I can't wait till the 5 o'clock news because it makes my day to see the mayor on TV. And since he's been the mayor, she's been wearing some beautiful outfits, a blue one Friday, a pink one. And I was wondering where in the world she got it because my wife's birthday is coming up in June. I'd really like to get an outfit, you know.
So you'd like to know where the mayor shops.
I'd like to know where she's getting all these beautiful clothes from.
Well, that's interesting. Benny, I'm glad you're having a good day. Yeah, the movie Contagion, look, this was something that would make you think like you're watching the news. And one of the reasons that movie was so scary, also the movie Outbreak was similar in nature, is because it's something that you know, you're watching the movie and you think, wait a minute, this could happen. And that was before this pandemic. I mean, you know it can happen now.
And I mean, they even had the bat. It was the bats in China with their droppings and the pigs. And I mean, it was incredible.
Did it help you to watch that movie?
Not really.
Okay.
I found it a little scary.
I've had people tell me that the movie Outbreak is really scary to them because of what happens. But some people have commented that, you know, since we're not bleeding from our eyes and since the physical manifestation of the disease, more like an Ebola-like disease and outbreak, was just so much more severe on the human body to the naked eye that it made them feel good that, well, at least it's not that bad. So I guess it can go either way. Some people will find comfort in going, okay, well, this is just a movie, and we need to remember that.
Yeah, right. So anyway, if you ever get a few words with the mayor, find out where she's getting all these pretty clothes from.
All right. I'm sure she'll be happy to answer that. All right. I appreciate your call. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Yeah, I'm not sure the mayor would be really too quick to want to tell me where she buys her clothes. But anyway, mayor, if you're listening or if your office is listening, somebody's very complimentary of the dresses that you've been wearing. What's the shop there for his wife? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I love the idea that within our lives right now, we're finding our own paradise. And I'm sure there's an aspect of your life, as disrupted as it has been, that you can find some degree of paradise, that there's a new paradise in your life. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It is a Tuesday afternoon. A lot of rain earlier today, but right now in downtown New Orleans, it is partly cloudy and very nice, but we're expecting some more rain perhaps later and into tomorrow. There's a new poll out. Who do you think would be better handling the coronavirus pandemic? President Trump or Joe Biden? 37% say Trump would be better at handling the pandemic. 46% say Joe Biden would be better. And by the way, that's a Fox News poll. From New Orleans East, Ronald, you're on WWL.
Yes. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. Are you staying safe, Ronald?
Let me be. Huh?
Are you staying safe?
I'm sorry.
Are you staying safe?
I'm always safe. Let me be the devil's advocate. I was a military officer, and we received chemical training. And the mask, if you want a word, that's great. But your clothes, your shoes need to be decon when you go in the house, if you've been out or around people, because that's where the germs are going to build up. See? So the mask is fine if you think you'll sneeze on somebody or spit accidentally, but you got to cover your whole body. You notice the doctors, when they go into surgery, they have a mask and they'll have a suit on. A lot of them are disposable. Then they destroy them, see, so they don't carry any germs or any type of possible debris accumulation from anybody else.
And yeah, Ronald, I try to
people,
be...
People
go ahead.
Are panicking, and see, that is terrible. China, and I'll close with three quick points. Chinese have always worn them because of the quality of air over there. When you see films and newsreels, they're all masked up because of quality of air. Now, people say the poor Chinese people. Well, they have a communist government. They have killed, during Tiananmen Square, over 10,000 people. Also, they provided insurgents into this country. Ask yourself how a germ or disease can jump 15,000 miles and hit two basketball players, Afro-Americans, in Utah. See, they came through.
Ronald, they may have.
They spread the disease.
They may have come through, and they didn't know they had it. Maybe China did send them over here, but we don't know that for sure. And by the way,
with a communist nation.
I'm aware of that.
They don't have our values.
But also with the Chinese, it is common in Asian cultures to wear masks, not just because maybe you're concerned about pollution, but also because you're considerate of somebody else if you're not feeling well, if you're sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you, that's good. But the problem is that they have changed our whole lifestyle and forced us to do what they're doing. And, you know, think about this as well. The government over there would not let a family have more than two children. And if it was a female child at birth, and they would abort it. See, you're dealing with a communist
I realize that. You know, look, Ronald, we're very aware that the Chinese are very different from us. They have been at least smart enough compared to other communist countries to allow a free market society, which has allowed people to feed their human spirit and to be enterprising. That's one of the reasons that they have been able to hold on to this communist form of government at a time when communism has failed around the world.
And I would like to see how many of these politicians have investments in China. We know that the NBA is involved with Hughes. You know, they won't say anything negative about China.
Well, I don't know that. I don't follow the NBA that closely.
Well,
I don't
make Nikes. A pair of shoes over there can be made, tennis shoes, Jordan, for $5.
Right. Well, we know that.
For $300.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
so they
I'm
never
aware of that.
Going to say anything because
all
if
right.
we have people that are benefiting from that. Trump
well,
was
and yeah,
100%
but so
right.
are the so are the American people, Ronald. I mean, the American people want the best product at the lowest possible price, and not everybody cares about buying American. They'll buy the best product, and if it's cheaper to make it over there than here because of unions or whatever, then it's going to be made over there. The American people have helped contribute to jobs going overseas. Make no mistake about that.
The overseas in China started with George Herbert Bush. Because he was an ambassador to China. But the point is this. We found out how critical and how dependent we were on medical supplies with this virus. And that should have never happened to us.
Yeah.
Not
well,
in
it
this
happened.
Country.
And we don't know all the details about whether it could have been stopped or not. We know that the world has been set up for a pandemic to happen. Presidents in the past have talked about this before. So it was a surprise to me. It may have been a surprise to you, but it wasn't a surprise to a lot of people. Ronald, I appreciate the call and I appreciate your passion. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, our text is 870-870. Let me share something with you. President Trump over the weekend was talking. You know, he laid a wreath for Memorial Day yesterday. And the president was talking about fighting this coronavirus and that it's similar to other fights.
As one nation, we mourn alongside every single yes. family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans. Together, we will vanquish the virus, and America will rise from this crisis to new and even greater heights.
And I have no doubt that's going to happen. No doubt that will happen. President Trump threatened to move the Republican National Convention out of the state of North Carolina. The state is run by a Democratic governor, and Trump's not happy with that. And they want a full-blown, wide-open convention filled with people, just like normal. And that is not guaranteed at this point in North Carolina. So the president threatened to move it to another state. Georgia's trying to get it. Well, this was on social media over the weekend, and a lot of people said, oh, that's fake news. Stop promoting fake news. Well, here's Ronna McDaniel, who is the Republican National Committee chairwoman, talking about that.
The president's right to say to the governor, you need to assure us before we lock in all these hotel rooms and we bring all this revenue to your state that you're going to let us have this convention.
And so what that means is President Trump did say that, and it wasn't fake news. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Listen, first of all, I wanted to say two things. First of all, real quick, I just want to say this will put a little levity on things, give some people something
Please.
Good to watch tonight on TV. I think it was pre-recorded or something. I don't think I'm crossing my fingers. It's not like a rerun or something. America's Got Talent tonight, 7 o'clock, NBC.
Can't wait.
I'm going to be checking that out. I want to see the singing and the dancing and the magicians and the ventriloquists and all the happy stuff.
You know, America's Got Talent almost reminds me of, like, the format of the old Ed Sullivan show.
Mm-hmm. I love
because
it.
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
Right, that's what I was just going to say. I love it. It's not something I'd ever get bored with because it's a multitude of talent. It's not just singing. It ain't just one thing. It's a whole host of different things. Now, there's something I did today that I never did before, and I loved it.
Okay.
Radio.com. I put you on. I put you on, and I did that rewind thing. And I caught that lady that you were talking to, that nurse, and if she's still listening, ma'am, I thank you for calling. I appreciate what you said, and you're right about the masks. I was able to take and play that. I have a little speaker. Mm-hmm. I played that on my speaker. I hit my voice recorder on my phone to see what would happen. Sure enough, it recorded her. And I took that little clip, and I texted it to my cousin because my cousin doesn't believe, you know, she needs to wear the mask. But here's the thing about the mask. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. There's a man just recently I heard about. He was a cab driver. He was driving people around and everything. Well, he didn't want to wear the mask. Well, he got the COVID, and his wife, last I heard, was laid up in a hospital on a ventilator. This was in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I feel that wearing the mask is important. It doesn't know race, sex, gender, age, or anything else. Now, if you don't have the mask on, you could get it. If somebody else is wearing a mask, my cousin was trying to tell, oh, but if you're wearing a mask and I'm not wearing a mask, you won't get it. I said, yeah, well, maybe, maybe not. I said, but what about you? I said, what about all the people in the store that aren't wearing that mask? How would you feel if you got it and took it home to your husband or something? How would you really feel? You know, Scoot, I'm just using common sense, man. I think you're doing the right thing, man. You are.
Well, I appreciate that, Janice, and I appreciate you wearing a mask. And you know, I think it's something that works.
Yeah,
all right, Janice,
absolutely.
enjoy America's Got Talent tonight. It's a great escape for you. I appreciate the call. All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, our text is 870-870. Here's a text about the poll that I just mentioned. What a rigged poll. Joe Biden can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Fox News is fake news like the rest of them. I don't watch it anymore. Well, okay, that's an opinion. That is an opinion. There are a lot of people who believe everything that Fox News says because they believe it, it speaks to them. The point is, as much as a lot of people believe that President Trump is a shoo-in for re-election, you can ignore these signs, but there are signs that he's not because of the coronavirus pandemic, because of the handling of it, because of the economy. It's not his fault, but the president could have done a better job to bring us together. And there were many times that I talked about President Barack Obama missed opportunities to bring us together. So this is something that presidents do, and it should be mentioned. But there are signs in key battleground states. And I know you could ignore the polls, but I know you believe the polls when they are favorable, and you dismiss the same polls when the results are not what you want. And that just doesn't make sense because that's how candidates end up losing. If their campaign doesn't take the poll seriously, even though they might somewhat be flawed, then they're missing out on an opportunity. And I know that there are people who just cannot believe that anybody would not vote for President Trump. But there are indications that not everybody's going to do that. I'm not saying he's not going to win, but this is a battle to be fought, and the battle isn't over yet. If you have a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL. Over the Memorial Day weekend, which is the emotional beginning of summer, summer is also the shooting season. In America, there are more gun deaths and gun violence in the summer than other times of the year. So I guess it was the opening of the shooting season. In Chicago, 10 people were killed. 49 were shot over this weekend. And, you know, this is a trend that quite often happens in New Orleans as well. Here's a text that says, by contrast, the Dems want a virtual convention to keep Biden controlled with an earpiece in. You know, look, I'm telling you, there may be some truth to that. Here's a text that says, the first store that demands a mask to shop will get my business. And here's a text that says, just as many voted for Trump and kept silent, there are those that will now vote against him and they will keep silent again. I'm one of them. I'm just saying that if you're so sure that Trump is going to win, then I think you're doing your candidate a disservice. And to act as if there's no competition. And Joe Biden, in some ways, might not be the best candidate, but there's a strong anti-Trump sentiment in America. That's what you're fighting against. And so, to be realistic, if you're a Trump supporter, you have to assume that there is a battle. And if you have this cocky attitude, if the president has a cocky attitude, like, I'm going to win, I'm going to just cater to my base and I'm going to win, that he may win, but not necessarily. And so there are indications, and there are enough indications that point to the reality that there's a battle to be waged. Whether it's pro-Biden or anti-Trump, there's a battle that's being waged. Slim, you're on WWL. Hey, Slim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. You staying safe, Slim?
Yeah, I'm staying safe.
Okay, that's good. Did you go out at all this weekend?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. You say, when you go out, you wear a mask?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Oh, you're supposed to wash your hands, too. You're supposed to wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. I wash my hands, too. Well, I wash my hands a lot before this even started, and I wash them even longer now.
First of all, we keep down germs, too. Keep down germs.
Well, that's right, Slim. Yeah, we look, I think a lot of people are going to be healthier because they're not going to they're going to be more aware of where germs are. And I think more people are going to wash their hands. More people are going to use sanitized wipes. And I think some of this will continue after the real peak of the fear of COVID-19 is gone. And that's going to cause a lot of people to, you know, not get the flu like they might ordinarily get.
Oh, then first of all, I'll still be watching Channel 4, too.
You watching Channel 4? You watching your friend Sheba Turk?
Yeah. Oh, first of all, you need to have on the show Sheba Turk.
Yeah, I should have Sheba on there. Yeah, Sheba's great. I love the way her hair's been the last couple of days. Big afro. It looks really cool.
Then first of all, I like to touch Sheba hair, too.
You like to talk to Sheba, too?
First of all, I like to touch her hair.
Oh, you like her hair? You want to touch her hair? Yeah, I don't know I think you'd have to ask her. I don't know if she would like that. But yeah, I'd like to, you know, I mean, I understand. Well, Slim, I appreciate the call. I've got to move on, but thank you for calling us, and I'm glad you're listening, and you have a great day.
Okay, all right, take care.
All right, Slim. From Mid-City, Ryan, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
How you doing? How you feel?
I'm feeling good.
That's good. I would like to say three things. I would like to say that they should have some type of ad to let people know where they're hiring at, because they have some people out here that didn't file taxes and they're not getting any kind of income. And we're trying to find where they're doing some hiring at. That's one thing I like to say. Another thing I like to say is I didn't vote for Trump. I really don't like Trump. But he had the country moving like a locomotive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you didn't have a job, it's because you didn't want work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not. And as far as what Biden said, it didn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to say, I really do think because of the trade war, that China had something to do. I don't know if they did it purposely. But something happened. Something had to happen. Where they sent some type of something. I think they got mad because of Trump. I think there's something happened where they had to send some type of agents over here. And one more thing I want to say. As far as WWL, Channel 4 with Slim, ain't nothing touching that redhead on them. You know what I'm saying? She's the baddest thing from the morning to the evening. You know what I'm saying? So I just sit back.
Who's the baddest?
The redhead. I can't think of her name.
Katie Moore.
Katie Moore.
She's so friendly. She's delivering the news, but she's really she comes across as a very positive person, and I really enjoy watching her. And I would say the same thing of Sheba Turk. Ryan, I appreciate the call. Here is a text that says, "Scoot, I have not seen the country divided since the Vietnam War." Another text says, "Slim loves him some Sheba." And here's a text that says, "Any store that demands a mask will lose my business. We cancel each other out. Amazon wins." These are indeed challenging times. We didn't get to it today, but tomorrow we'll spend some time talking about this bill in Louisiana that would make it legal to carry a gun in a church to protect people. Are you for that bill? Is that a good idea? I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, so I don't know. Maybe it's okay. The reason why might be kind of strange. And if you think about it, it seems like some people want to carry a gun to protect others, but some of those same people don't want to wear a mask to protect others. We'll be right back on WWL. That's right, man. We're going to survive this. Look, we've made it this far, and we're going to make it farther than this. I want to thank Captain Buck Boudin for taking time. He's with NOLA Water Excursions, and he talked to us earlier. This Friday, Captain Buck Boudin is going to reopen their business this Friday, and they're going to resume the snorkeling tours of the beautiful coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. Jackie, you're on WWL. Jackie, I've got time for a fast comment.
Hey, I didn't think y'all were going to get to me. I just wanted to say, people, wear your mask. Don't be silly. Just put the mask on and help to not spread this virus, this horrible thing that's killing people.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like a simple thing to ask people to do. Jackie, I appreciate the call. Here is a text that says, guns are already in church. I know that for a fact. I'm sure they are. I really am. I'm sure they are. Then why does the legislature have to pass this law? You know, again, I think this is one of those feel-good laws, like, all right, man, now we can carry guns into church. If you thought you needed a gun in church, would you really go to church? Another text says, I have a carry permit. I would definitely carry my gun in church. Okay, well, that's cool. I don't know why this is a big deal, because if you have a gun and you know what to do with it, it doesn't matter whether you're in church or wherever, I want you around. Join me on Facebook and Instagram. It's Scoot on the Air. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, and our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. Sports Talk with Bobby and Christian coming up next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.